This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Sarah Gardner. We're going to start in Greece today, where German Chancellor Angela Merkel spent about 6 hours and then flew home. Merkel's not exactly a popular figure in that country since she has pushed for painful economic reforms there, reforms that will pay off, she assured the Greek people today. But Merkel's charm offensive didn't assuage tens of thousands of Greeks who responded to her visit by, you guessed it, more massive street protests. Over 6,000 police on hand today, tens of thousands of protesters, banners reading Merkel out, Greece is not your colony. Which leads us to ask once again,
what's up?
What's up?
What's up, Europe?
What's up, Greece? John Siropoulos has a good sense for that because he's in Athens. He blogs at thenewathenian.com. John, welcome to the program.
My pleasure.
So I understand you were at the protest today. What was the mood on the street?
The protest marches that rant and rail against the austerity measures are partly, of course, spontaneous feelings of genuine consternation. People really are hard-pressed in many cases. There are people who really don't know where their family's next meal is going to come from. But these things are also an act of political orchestration by the left-wing opposition. They're not just anti-austerity, they're also anti-capitalist, anti-bankers.
Yeah.
So it's a mixture of feelings.
You know, we hear this term austerity measures. Americans hear this, but they don't really have a picture in their mind of what that means on a day-to-day basis for a middle-class Greek family. Can you paint that picture for us? Because obviously this has very real consequences day to day for a Greek family.
Well, picture in the public sector a cut in benefits back in the spring of 2010 and then repeated in the autumn of 2010 because it wasn't going to have a big enough effect. And picture an equivalent cut in pensions. And picture also, most recently in 2012, an across-the-board cut in the minimum wage. The unemployment rate is 54% for people aged 18 to 24. That is a very discouraging job market for any young person to enter.
And John, where do you see that youth disillusionment? Do you see that on the street?
There are lots of unemployed young people in my neighborhood. They tend to sit on stoops in front of houses. They clearly have nothing to do all day, and they sit there well into the night drinking sodas or beers. And, you know, there's a reason why it's called a depression. People are depressed. People do not see long-term prospects for this economy, not at least for the next decade. They feel betrayed by their politicians. They feel that the political party's hearts are not really in genuinely restructuring the economy and fixing the system. And they feel isolated in the world. They feel that even Greece's European friends have abandoned her.
And I assume there's a lot of black humor that goes with that.
Well, there is. And people don't entirely lose their spirits. Greeks have always liked to go out for a meal, and they still keep their spirits up by seeing their friends socially and going out. And you might think that there isn't really a recession here for 4 years running, but this is how I think, this is the Greeks' outlet. This is how Greeks forget about all of that. And they go out and spend what little they have making merry.
John Siropoulos blogs at thenewathenian.com. John, thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me.